1. Eyes Wide Open. On an early spring day, in a den tucked beneath the roots of an old oak tree, 4 coyote pups were born. During the first week, they nursed and slept just like all newborn puppies do, all except one. Unlike the other pups, one member of the Singing Creek pack was born with eyes wide open and ears no bigger than thumbnails, twitching with curiosity. He heard the shh, shh, shh of the wind wandering in the trees. He turned toward the caw, caw of a crow. His blue eyes widened. Light, light dappled by leaves danced above and beyond. With a tiny squeak of excitement, the coyote pup left the warmth of his sleeping mother's side. He scrambled and stumbled on wobbly legs across the cool dirt floor of the den and up the tunnel toward the light. With one last scramble, the little pup pulled himself up and emerged, blinking, from the den. He sat on his fat rump and lifted his tiny nose to the air. So many scents! Not his mother's deep, comforting musk, or the milky sweetness of his brother and sisters, or the rich, dark smell of the earth. Here was the scent of green leaves just unfurling, the sap rising in the trees. Here, the air was rich with the smell of feathers, fur, tiny green shoots pushing up through wet ground, and the last pools of snow. He stood and turned his ears toward a sound, a faint rustling in the grass. He wiggled his nose. Something warm and furry scratched in the dirt. The little coyote trembled with barely contained excitement. Although the pup was only days old, thousands of years of coyote instinct coursed through his veins. He was, after all, a hunter. The pup took one step and then another out into the sunlight. He closed his eyes against the unaccustomed bright, so he did not see the great, wide form of an eagle flying low across the meadow. But he did hear the blood-curdling hunting cry of the bird. The pup squealed in fear. He turned to run back to the safety of the den. He felt the swoosh of the enormous bird's wings. He looked up into fierce, hungry eyes, something he would never forget. The pup pressed his belly against the ground as the eagle hurtled toward him. "No!" came an angry bark. The pup's father hurled himself between his son and the eagle. The eagle's outstretched talons scraped across the shoulders of the larger coyote. The pup watched in amazement as his father wheeled and, with barely the flick of an ear, leaped up and grabbed the eagle by the tail feathers. The eagle screamed in outrage. With one mighty beat of his wings, he pulled free of the coyote and climbed into the sky. Father Coyote sniffed his son from tip to tail. Satisfied that he was unhurt, he gently nipped the small pup. "What in the name of Mother Moon are you doing out here?" The pup was too young, life too new, to explain what drew him from the safety of his mother's side. He looked up and up into his father's yellow eyes and simply said, "I wanted to see." The father snorted. He picked up his son by the scruff of his neck and carried him down into the den. Mother Coyote woke at the sound of paws on the dirt. She leaped to her feet. With one bound, she grabbed the pup from her mate and carried him back to his mewling brother and sisters. Father plopped down with a sigh. Mother sniffed her little wanderer. "I knew when this one was born with his eyes open," she said, tucking him firmly under her paws. "He was going to be all kinds of trouble."